unpack.
Sunday night in the day, it's very much more.
So it's better if one can to get someone else who might sing the bracha. Might say you can't make a bracha, it's better someone else makes a bracha. Then we spoke about food which is bad tasting. It's got a very bad taste. There's no bracha on that. Even though it's nutritional benefit, it might help him, his body. But the mice, it's foul. It's people don't eat it. There is no broch on that. There was about a raw potato. We'll speak about a bit more today, actually, hopefully. That's the chol, not roi lachila. And therefore, the chol makes no broch. Something which is not roi lachila at all. Most people will not eat it. There's no broch on the food item itself. And then we spoke about a raw egg. Now, I've never tried this, actually. I must say, because I was telling someone today about this raw egg. He would never eat a raw egg. I find it a bit of a chiddush, actually. I've never tried it, to eat a raw egg. But it looks like it's better than a raw potato. It looks like it can be eaten. You ever tried it, Moshi?
No.
No, also not. I'm saying that I don't know what exactly this is, but it looks like from the poskim that it's better than a raw potato, and therefore the poskim say, well, make shahako. So we spoke last time about this issue about on Yom Tov, when that person had the raw egg for a chazan. I must say, it might be, no, actually, I said some of the story about the chazan.
The run.
The run, yeah, but then someone says, well, it's like a medicine. But that's not true, it doesn't help. That the vol of a medicine you don't make a problem is only on water. Anything which has got a taste, any other food item, because someone has a bit of blackcurrant juice with a tablet, he has to make sure the vol on his tablet, on the blackcurrant juice. Let's just check out. Someone asked us last time, it's a very interesting thing actually. Someone has a bit of blackcurrant juice to digest the tablet. So what's the ick of the tablet? It's the top of that blackcurrant juice. The chol should be no problem. Someone asked us last time, it's a good question actually.
So if you give a kid paracetamol liquid with a strawberry flavour in it...
That's different, because it's a nice taste.
So you make a broth,
probably make a broth, I said, yeah. Mm. It's a nice taste.
Yeah.
So someone asked last week, a good question, someone asked last week, I said, someone's got blackcurrant juice, he's taking a tablet with blackcurrant juice. So why am I saying, the tablet's sick, he wants a tablet. The blackcurrant juice is to help get the tablet down. So the chol made no broth.
Correct.
But on that, the answer is that it's never possible to have a food item which is nice tasting, you don't make a broch on it. So it's a chiddush actually, I just checked out today. Like, even though a black currant juice is a toffle, you cannot have an ick and a toffle where there's no broch being said. So if you go with your lomdus, you'd say there's no broch on the black currant juice. And that can't be. So you have to make a shahak at least on black currant juice. Very interesting. If you have water, there's no broch on. If you have black currant juice, then you have to make a broch of shahaka on the, what do you call it?
What about like when you're on the town list? Don't you have to make a broch
before you have to go on the town list? You have to eat on a town list. You have to eat on a town list, you have to make a broch. Yeah, good question. And then we finished off last time. The last thing we finished off was with, as far as I remember, the person's full up, his mum is satiated. But it comes and someone offers him another nice piece of cream cake. And he says, I can't resist. But it's nachila gas, it's not called nachila, he's too full. And that is also no broch. You can't make a broch on something which is not really called an eating. Okay. That's what we said last time. Our new one is, that's a Hampshire we did last time. And that is now, what broch do you make on raw or cooked foods? So this is a very interesting shade actually. Most you can have some, so let's start from the beginning. What?
What do you call it, raw?
Yeah, raw means not being cooked, and cooked means to be cooked.
It's not raw.
What?
What do you mean a raw?
Raw means, let's say, a raw carrot, a raw onion, a raw potato, a raw beetroot. What brocha, if you eat that, what brocha do you make?
When it's cooked.
When it's cooked.
No, it's two things. One, when you eat it raw, and one, when you eat it cooked.
If it's edible when it's raw, then you make it
the way. Ah, very good. That's the whole shiur, more or less. Wait. Yeah. So that,
let's go.
Right, so let's have a look here. A brocha is only required on food items which provide at least a minimal level of pleasure to a person eating it. If most people would not eat that food, if there's no pressing need to eat it, then there's no broch on that food at all. If someone eats grass, for example, like eating grass, there's no broch on grass.
Raw potatoes.
Right, who are then lachora? Raw potatoes, the same thing. Most normal people would not eat a raw potato. Oh, actually, I was telling someone this actually. He said to me, he eats raw potatoes.
No.
But he's doing. Right. Well, it's interesting, I think, most people.
Most
people will not eat a raw potato, and therefore, there's no broch at whatsoever if you eat a raw potato.
There's no broch at all.
Yeah, but it has to be an achila. This is not called an achila. It's not called an eating. What?
The body is nourished.
Yeah, but it has to, I'm not screwing, it has to be the taste is the thing. You're right actually, yeah? Because what's happening is it's filling up the stomach. The mice, it's nourishing the body. The body tastes the nutrients from it.
Maybe it's a shahakra or something, yeah.
What?
So one of the thoughts, make a shahakra.
Yeah. But the terraces are about, it's not a pleasant tasting thing. There's absolutely no block to it whatsoever. The marshal, I don't know if you've heard this, they're going to ask me nowadays, but this is true. The marshal, the apostle, say raw fish. Raw fish, mummish raw, I don't think it's edible. I wanted to ask the guy from the one who does the sushi, but I think I asked him once before. As far as I remember, the sushi is marinated. It's not mummish raw, as far as I know.
Sure.
No, I'm not sure. I've got to ask him again. Huh?
I don't think so.
You think it's mummish raw?
I think it's mummish raw.
So then you have to know, because this apostle say it depends on the times. It depends on the time.
It's not being shepherded, it's not turned to the fish. You put other spices in it, we don't.
That's different. You went to the
actual fish.
But do you eat the fish mummish raw?
Is it a tuna? I wouldn't say
that. Like you said, this fish might be raw, but it's surrounded with rice and then you dip in with something.
Yeah, that's look.
That's why people don't eat the raw fish.
But it could be the fish is being eaten by itself. Sometimes the rice falls apart and eating the fish by itself. What's happening? It's not only you're only eating it in that mixture. You know, sometimes the rice falls apart. Either, but I asked him once before, so I remember he told me it's marinated. But I don't know if it's always like that. That's the thing. I can't remember if it's always like that. Marinated is soaked in some liquid for a bit of time. So that could make it different already, yeah? I mean, I can't believe most people would have raw fish. What?
I'll check it out with Tuesday when I pop into
Haber's. Yeah, ask him. I don't know what he says. No.
I don't think so.
Is it mummish raw?
I think it's raw. I'm not mistaken, but...
In this safer he brings down, and this safer was an old safer, it's like a rare replica bond, it's an old safer, it's written a long time ago. So the sushi is quite relatively new. So it depends on the times, no question about that. I think it will change. Raw potatoes, I've got as well, that's zikha. Raw potatoes, I think everyone agrees to. Raw beetroots, uncooked dried beans, uncooked dried rice, all these things, the mice are not royal achila, there's no brocha whatsoever, actually. What he's doing eating, I don't know. No, why he wants some nibble on it. But the mice, there's absolutely no broch on that at all. Hu adin, foods which are burnt or spoilt, to the extent where people will not eat them, generally, there is no broch on such a food item either. All these things are nifk from a broch. Why don't you eat spice? What?
Some people like burnt food. Some people...
But that's out of ordinary. The Chazal don't make broth for these people. This is an out of the ordinary. You have to look at what most people will be doing. Since most people need that food, it's pots from a broth.
Burnt piece of toast. People would eat it, you know what I mean?
What, mummy's burnt? Slightly burnt is different. That's edible. Slightly burnt is okay.
Different, a bit crusty,
but... Yeah, but that's the top layer, but underneath is good bread. It's mummish burnt. No one's going to have to... No person will eat that. All spices, dry black pepper, ginger, cloves, all these things are no brocha. They're made to flavour other things, but they're not made to be eaten as they are, and therefore, there's no great Kiddush, actually, but if someone adds sugar to these items to make it tasty, then you make a brocha on that spice. The Kiddush, actually, that. So that's also important. And then another one, let's move on to what we're talking about now. Fruits and vegetables must be eaten in a commonly eaten form. Now this is interesting. So when you look at a fruit or vegetable now, you look at the criteria is, how is this food eaten normally? Lamosh, let's take for example potatoes. So potatoes are quite simple. Potatoes are only eaten cooked or fried. They're not eaten raw. But you've got some food items that are eaten by both. Lamosh, carrots. Carrots are eaten cooked. And they're eaten raw. Now it's interesting, Mishnah Berurah here, when he speaks about this, it's not much clear from Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in three places, where is it? Let's see if we can find it here. Mishnah Berurah. I've got one which is Shoyach. Let's see where, find where we are. The question is, how many people do you need to eat? The Moshe, I don't know what's more. The Moshe, do more people eat cooked carrots or raw carrots? It's hard to know. What's more popular, cooked carrots or raw carrots?
Depends what, in a salad.
It's hard to know. Very hard to know. But let's say, for example,
carrots is half.
Cast it in half off. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, very interesting Mishnah Berurah, you see it's not Magnus Dafka who the Mishnah Berurah says. The Shad is, how many, do you need to have a roi of people eating that food like that? Or is it a significant amount of people eating? It's a big nafkamina. So for example, the Mishnah Berurah in, here in Reish Beis, Sivkot and Summer Beis, Reish Beis, Summer Beis. Reish Beis, Sivkot and Summer Beis. He's supposed to talk about certain things like Apukim, like gossip, going around, isn't it? Apukim, Sheikh Hamutzim. Yes, mine tapukim, Sheikh Hamutzim. Some apples which are very sour. The Ein Ruin Lecha, the Roy Bnei Odom, Kashin Chaim. Most people are not eating when it's raw. So here, if you say, it has to be most people. There's another one over here, in Samach Gimel. One, there's one in Samach Aleph. In Samach Aleph says, Afrida Hing Toim Yeshka, even if they're better when it's cooked. If the edible when it's raw, that's also good. In one place he said you need to have roiv. In another place he says if you have a lot of people doing it, it's also right. It's very ambiguous what it means. The Maaseh Poskim say that it doesn't mean you have to have roiv people eating it. It means if people were given it, they would eat it, which is carrots, it's different like that, right? Most people, they might prefer cooked carrots, they might prefer raw carrots, but whatever you give them, they would eat the other one as well. So that's definitely, both of them are boyu priyadoma. There's no shy about that. On the carrots that are cooked, or ones that are fried, cooked or raw, you make a boyu priyadoma. I must say, one of the things he mentions over here, which is you have it very often, many people have it on Tuk Shvat, a quince. Anyone know what a quince is? What?
You have to boil it.
Yeah, so the mice of the chiddush actually, that is not really edible raw. The way to eat it is to cook it. So many of us have it on two mishwa as very pure eights.
Same with chestnuts.
Okay, yeah. It's a very interesting, the mice is wrong. A quince is not very pure eights. Since most people do not eat this fruit as it is raw,
It's not eggs when it's raw.
It's shahako. Because the normal way of eating this food is to cook it, and therefore it only has its taklis, it's only when it's cooked. So you only make boi priyates if the food item is cooked. If it's not cooked, you don't make boi priyates.
Why is shahakur if you can't eat it?
First of all, it's not shahakur, it can't be eaten. I don't know if it's mummish, can't be eaten. It's probably like an egg. That's always the criteria, right? You have to know what the criteria is. If it can't be eaten by anyone, mummish, shahsadchak, you can't eat it, then there's no bracha. If it could be eaten, but people don't like it, it's not ideal, but it can be eaten like an egg, then you make shako, even though it's raw. So what, with this quince, the ideal way of eating it is to cook it. If you don't cook it, and you eat it raw, it gets ungrated to shako. Tomatoes is lechora both. People have them raw, people have them cooked. So in both cases, you'll make hard. Yeah? Chestnuts, another good example. I didn't know that, but chestnuts you can't eat raw, it looks like.
It's not good.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So a chestnut, you only make hot eggs on a chestnut if it's been cooked. So also an interesting thing. That's yeah. So yeah. Then he said the chiddush. I'm not sure if things have changed. In China, as well, a peanut raw is not really eaten by people. What?
One does not eat raw.
I think you do.
Raw peanuts?
Not always. Most of the times they're cooked, they're roasted. The monkey nuts are roasted very often. You eat it because it's been roasted in a factory. They're roasted peanuts mostly. I know, that's what I'm saying. You can buy now, peanuts are not roasted. People have nuts and raisins, which are not roasted. So there, I'm not sure which way he times there, that not roasted peanuts is shako. But I'm not clear, it could be different nowadays. Rather nowadays, many people,
you can buy them as a product, yeah. That means people eat
yeah,
them.
Yeah. No, but he's saying monkey nuts, but I think the monkey nuts you get, I think, are roasted. I think they're all roasted, the ones you're buying in a packet. What?
I thought not.
I think they are. I think they're roasted. As far as I know, they're roasted. Yeah. But I think you can buy the peanuts which are not roasted, as far as I know. Quince, I don't know what anything here. Then he says also peanuts. That's, I found that as a chiddush. Maybe it's different. Maybe it's different here.
Almonds, you can have both. You can eat
yeah.
Raw.
So and you can have both, which are quite good.
You can eat raw.
What?
I mean, most nuts you can eat raw.
Yeah. Or yeah. So I think most nuts are hot eats, both cases. Yeah, most cases. Then he speaks about walnuts. Walnuts, apparently, you cannot have raw. I don't know what a walnut is, but it seems you can't eat it raw.
No. So you eat raw.
Sorry. It's only eaten raw. Sorry, I made a mistake. Walnuts are eaten raw. So the mice, if you cook it now, it's an interesting finish actually. Now, if you cook the walnuts, it now becomes shagun. Because that's inferior. That's not, it's tachlis. It's tachlis to eat. Most people don't eat it when it's raw. So in that case there, the walnut goes down to Madriga, and you now make a shahakel if you cook it. It's very interesting Kurdish actually, yeah? Another case of where you cook it, like melon is also a good example. Melon normally is eaten as it is, raw, without cooking, make a doma. If a person decides a new recipe, wants to cook his melon, which don't be surprising, nowadays they do everything. Mom is everything, you can do everything, go to these fancy places, they do everything. So if someone cooks melon now, that would be shahakel. Because it's not a normal way of eating. The way of eating a melon normally is to eat it uncooked. If you decide to cook it, then it's different. Walnuts and melons. Yes, I said all the things that can be eaten both is no problem. So I say I've got over here carrots or tomatoes. All these things are the same. Apples also is interesting. Apples. So you can just eat it. What?
Cooking apples are only.
But yeah, but even normal apples people cook.
It can be eaten raw.
Yeah, so apples, the chayos, are ate in both cases.
What problem would you make an ester jam? You can't eat the ester raw.
Yeah, so it's tachlis. Stop with the tachlis, it's the jam.
So
I would thought it's eight, probably. I would have thought. Let's say it's the inferior part. Yeah, because you can't eat ester, you eat it.
You eat it normally like that?
Just 1 minute, because I think I've got a safe thing. Let's have a look.
Let's have a quick look.
If you eat that estrogen by itself, I think it's like a potato.
But it says eight.
He says over here, ester jam, is that eight? And broken fossils, yeah. Let's see if he says his name. Yeah,
it's been processed and turned into a jam.
What?
It's not the original fruit, it's been processed and made into a jam. Jam's happen.
That's what we're
eating estrogen, you're eating jam, which is made from estrogen.
Yeah, but first of all, this is the type of the fruit, yeah. The ester is made from the jam. So it's like any food item which is made, like a cocoa bean. That's the whole shadow of chocolate, because it hides. Because the cocoa bean is made for the chocolate. Who are the cooking apples, yeah? Cooking apples are heights when you make your compote, when you make them, because it's made for that purpose. So ester jam, I would have thought it's the same thing that seems to be here.
See, a lemon, yeah, I put a slice of lemon in the tea. I myself personally like to eat the lemon as well afterwards.
Yeah.
Lemon, yeah, after the tea, it's nice. But a lemon is not meant to be eaten.
It's very interesting to try it myself. I didn't go into it now. A lemon is a very interesting question about rocky lemons.
Even if you put it in the tea or you flavoured it, whatever.
It's a top. But what is not just lemon juice. That is the big shayla about chocolate. That is the big shayla, which I crossed my mind. It's a good point. The whole chocolate is eight. It's made from cocoa beans, and the cocoa beans are made in order to make chocolate. That is, you have to ask him to give you a whole shit. That is the big shayla. So an apple generally is really, I'm saying, an apple generally, a normal apple, people make compote from cooking out from apples. Well, so mice, generally speaking, a normal apple is you make her eights or whatever it's done. Onions, very interesting. An onion, it's only an onion raw. So I don't know if you can eat it even, I'm not sure if you can eat it, but let's say you could. I'm not sure if you can eat it, because it's proper chakra.
Egg,
I'm assuming. It's together with something else, that's not by itself.
You don't have to eat it together with the egg, you can eat it as a stuff.
No one takes an onion by itself. If it's the extra of the thing, you might do it.
It's toppled to the egg.
But fried onions, a person might eat. So fried onions, you make shakala, you make hard dom on. Because that's his tachlis. The fried onion is made to be eaten like that. So it's an onion which is our doma. It's made to be eaten like that. It becomes our doma taka. A raw onion, if you have a bit, the marshal, let's say someone's got, he's not having an egg. He's just got a bit of onion on his plate. He's finished with, he's not having any egg. A bit of onion, he has a little, he makes, he wants to sample it, see what it tastes like. He makes shahakul on that. Yeah, it's all depends on, one other final thing is it depends also on the country you go to. In different countries, they might have different eating habits. So, Shlomo Zalman said, interesting thing. If I come from England, let's say to America, and in America they have certain food items which are only cooked, but I eat it raw. So, Shlomo Zalman, if you're going back to your country, you keep the halakhas of your country. If you're moving there, then you keep the halakhas of that country itself. Right. All right, by side.
Nowadays in America, they have the chickens eat raw meat, bread.